The argument of Casablanca was one calling Americans to commitment and sacrifice. And we've been talking about Cornell's connection to Casablanca. But Cornell's connection to the sacrifices of World War II, just as the sacrifices in World War I, was rather deeper than that and rather long-running. The Reserve Officers Training Corps has been part of Cornell University since it was begun in the 1890s. In World War I, there were more Cornell-trained lieutenants on the battlefields of Europe than there were West Pointers on those battlefields. In World War II, Cornell also had officers and some enlisted men in World War II fighting that. And in Annabelle Taylor Hall, at the entrance to Annabelle Taylor Hall at Cornell, one can find the names of those Cornellians who gave the ultimate sacrifice engraved on the wall. So in this final segment, I talked about Cornell's connection to public service generally and to sacrifice for that public service. And indeed, the tradition of Cornell public service is even more broad than military service as well. And the Public Service Center at Cornell, in fact, has at least 3,000 students a year who work with it. If you're interested in exploring Cornell's commitment to public service and its connections with Casablanca and with World War II, you can look at the citations and literature available elsewhere in this study room.